And so making this content available through PacificaNetwork.org is kind of the logical next step in that area. Another area that is kind of top of the list is a project we're called the Music and Radio Project. And this was because a large number of our more highly functioning stations, fundraising stations, really expressed a very strong interest in starting a national coordinated effort around music, because I think primarily because it's something that a lot of stations are already accustomed to. And they felt that that was a good place to start working together. And that's a project I can tell you a little bit more about in a minute. That project has actually formulated enough now so that we've been able to send a description of it to John Krigler to look over to tell us where all the legal holes are, because I'm sure there's lots of them. And we want to make sure that whatever we do, we are indeed providing more services to affiliates, not in any way being perceived as selling them as a market to anybody. And other areas where obviously we would want to have the Pacifica Radio Archives represented in some way on this website, so their presence would be there. There would be some network-wide administration pages that would not be public to coordinate projects like group buying. There are other, administrative projects that come up that right now are kind of done through my office that I think could be done online. And then a fundraising and information exchange and buddy system where stations can post their experiences with fundraising and possibly, have conversations with each other or, gain mentors, because some stations are willing to help other stations with fundraising. And obviously you would want some promotional information about community radio in general, with links, and media activism, and some aspect of social networking. You would want part of that. And it kind of grows and grows. So in the interest of trying to explain what the fundamental concepts are between the portal, I want to say that I think one of the things that's really driving this is that is the desire to meet a need for national support for grassroots radio. We all know we're heading into difficult times, and community radio, along with other small independent business and organizations, are feeling endangered, and are endangered, in fact. And while currently there are grants, particularly from the CPB, for stations that want to change their grassroots quality and change their format away from a grassroots community orientation, there is funding for stations that want to do that, but there is really no significant national support system or initiative that stands for the principle that grassroots radio is also important and needs support. And so in many ways, that's what's driving this website, is the understanding that at this point we have a network that's large enough that it is attracting interest from people who are looking to support community radio because they see it as a place where community radio exists. And at this point, we have the ability and the map to really demonstrate that we are a network where the whole is really larger than the parts, and to use that reality and to promote it and to make people aware of the significance of such a network. And so one of the things that's been really hard for us to understand how to talk about it is that when you make a website like this, I'm really beginning to see you need some sort of organizing image or organizing metaphor that expresses kind of the spirit of what we're trying to do, which is really to make people aware of the importance of this network so that we can use that awareness to support the stations in the network. So I'm starting to feel like maps is something that's going to be a really important part of this website, because I can't think of any better way to kind of express this the sense of community that we have now, kind of a national community. I think maps, in a way, are the best way to do it, to show different maps of what these communities are and the different aspects of these communities that are connected to our radio station. And so that's kind of like a visual I want to convey, because it's kind of where my head is getting to. The website obviously has to be presented in a way where the person coming to the website easily understands what we're trying to convey to them. And I think maps is one way to do it. Now, in terms of the music and radio project, I want to just describe that.
Excuse me, can you explain what that is?
What is?
Maps. Is that what you're
maps.
Saying?
Maps. I mean, literally maps. I want the website to have maps on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being very simple here. I mean, like, you know, I'm picturing that kind of 1,000 points of light image. It's like, you know, where all the stations are, where, you know, the restaurants are that are supporting the stations, where, you know, where the communities are that are supporting the stations. Just, you know, different maps showing the united community of this country, you know, where this is. And just as a visual. Now, in terms of the music and radio project,
would you explain what that is first?
Okay. Basically, the radio and music project music and radio project has three components right now, and the main features of this project are music for member radio stations to play on the air, music to sell online to raise money for a community radio, or to raise support for community radio. Nationally coordinated concert tours that are fundraisers for local stations, which is what we're calling the community. Oh no, we're calling it the Pacifica Silk Road. And Silk
what?
Road. It's like basically concert tours where systems are like a blueprint which stations can use to organize fundraising concerts that truly support their station and support the concept of community radio, and that so that we can plan concert tours that go to these locations that want to do this.
And you're calling it Silk Road, S-I-L-K?
We're calling it the Pacifica Silk Road, just, you know,
okay.
For the sake of giving it a name.
Okay.
And because basically we want to communicate to musicians that there is a, you know, there's a route they can take where they can, you know, be attracted to our mission, where they can support the mission of community radio, and they also know that, you know, it will be organized in a way that is understandable and friendly to them as well and supports them as artists. And another feature of it is the development of blueprints for how stations can build more local networks of community partnerships in their communities to lower costs, to promote the concerts, and in return, you know, allow the members of their community who are supporting the station to get exposure on the website, so that there's a growing picture of the elements of the community that are really working together with community radio. And that, for short, we've come to call the community radio zones. And there's really kind of two main features of this project. One is an e-commerce site, which we're planning to integrate into PacificaNetwork.org, where musicians can donate music for supporting community radio, and then when DJs at the stations will play the music on the air and let people know that they can download this music at a certain to buy a download, and that money will go to support community radio. Now, this e-commerce site does not belong to Pacifica. It belongs to another organization called Artists for Media Diversity. So we have been working together with them to negotiate a way to work with them that's mutually beneficial. It's an organization of musicians who want to, you know, organize on behalf of community radio. The other half of the project is developing the national concert tour, which obviously is connected with the CDs, you know, the CD sales, because, you know, part of the way you promote CDs is by doing tours. So there would be a connection between, you know, artists that were donating the music and artists that were touring. And we would also want to build into these tours some sort of workshop that would accompany the tour, that the touring artists, in terms of some form of community activism connected to the station and connection to the local artists in the area. Because part of the idea would be to connect, you know, to create more support for connection between radio stations and the local artists in the area. So that those are the kind of the broad outlines of that. Now, there is an understanding that, you know, there is a need to promote all this, and so part of our idea is if we can get this all organized in a really clear way, there's probably going to be an effort to find a large national star to in some way participate in this so that we can bring a large fan base to this to, you know, to give it a momentum at the beginning. Now, the funding that would come through the e-commerce site would be divided between Artists for Media Diversity, Pacifica Foundation, and the participating station. And right now, the way we're seeing the money from the fundraising concerts would probably be divided between the artists and the local station. But again, I have not gotten anything back from John Krigler yet, so I am telling you what we propose. This is still just in the planning stages. We really have to have a lawyer look at this and tell us, like, you know, where this is full of holes. So this is not the final proposal. I'm just kind of telling you the stage it's at right now. And I think I'm going to stop and ask for questions at this point, because this can go on. I can go on all night. It's so complex, ultimately.
Questions?
Yeah, this is George. How do you see this being used to develop community support locally and nationally for political actions, ideas, organizing the other side of the mission?
Can you clarify what you mean by the other side of the mission?
Well, what you suggested was entirely about music and art and, you know, facilitating that happening and generating connections that way. But the other
okay.
part of the mission has got to do with creating a decent world
okay.
to live in.
There's a lot of answers to that question. I mean, again, one of the reasons the music and radio project is I'm focusing on that more than the others is because that's what the station's asked us to focus on. And that's kind of within the realm of what they are most comfortable with, so it seemed like a good place to start. One of the fundamental ideas of the whole portal idea is really to try to make more clear the important role that community radio is playing in preserving local community. Because our stations are really institutions who play a tremendous role in developing the local grassroots nature of their community in a way that has conscience, and it supports that. I mean, we are the media for grassroots America. You know, when activists need media, they get it at community radio. So one of the goals of this website is to really make that more clear and to make that connection stronger and to articulate that this is not just a local thing, that there is a network of stations that are doing that, which creates a national map of communities of conscience. And by creating that national map, in a way, what you're doing is you're creating a venue then for people to bring, you know, all sorts of projects to this. what we're kind of initially trying to do is just to establish the existence of this network in a way that people are really aware of it. And so, you know, partly the beginning goal is just to create the place. Now, the specific projects, you know, I mean, all sorts of things can happen within that context. But in a way, we're saying, you know, community radio is endangered. You know, local community life is endangered. And we're saying these two are connected and need to be working together and supporting each other. So that's kind of the fundamental idea. Now, you know, specific initiatives, I mean, the sky's the limit for doing that. I mean, once you have that kind of a connection, you know, you can use it as communication for all sorts of, you know, all sorts of activism. I mean, there's also another area that I think would be very beneficial. I mean, and I'm not sure yet how people at Pacifica will feel about this, but I'm also very conscious of the fact that with this large of a network, we basically have a relatively large market. We represent a large market as the combination of all our listeners. That is actually something that is worth quite a bit of money. And since we and almost all of the stations in our network are struggling mightily with finances, I would like to see us develop the use of that market on our own behalf. And what I mean by that specifically is that I think I told you once about this, George, when we were speaking. Recently, I went to a food fair here in Brooklyn, and there were two organizations there that are like fair trade and ecologically conscious organizations. I think it was the Rainbow Alliance and Equal Exchange. And just, you know, as an experiment, I said to them, you know, I'm building a network. I'm building a website that represents a network of somewhere between 150 and 200 community radio stations. You know, you sell products that come from the third world that are done, you know, with these projects that you do or that are, you know, ecologically responsible. If we let you sell through our website, would you give us a commission for that? And they both immediately said, yes, call us, you know, because they understood immediately that we were representing, you know, a market, a growing market of people that, you know, are there, are the people in a way that would buy from them. And so they immediately saw the business sense in that. Now, I think that we could do that. I don't think there's an ethical problem with that. And we would make money. And I would like to see Pacifica National be able to, you know, provide more relief and more support to our local stations and to our affiliate stations. I think this is a collective effort we could do to sustain ourselves. So, you know, part of the goal of the website is to find ways to sustain community radio in difficult times. And, you know, and part of it is to create a venue where we are really making a strong connection between local participatory community and our radio stations, and connecting that to a national map of that so that people understand that this is a national effort. I know this all sounds very abstract, but it's the thing is this, I mean, I can tell you all sorts of examples, but I'll be here all night if I do that.
Well, I obviously don't want you to do that at a quarter of 10. Did anyone else have any other questions?
I want to thank Ursula for her hard work. I would hope that she will give me something to put in the minutes about this so I don't have to try to, so I can actually listen while we're doing it. And I would think that this seriously needs to be reviewed by someone that knows mass marketing or you know, business. You said something about an attorney seeing it. I think someone with some business vision needs to look at it.
Well, I would like to think that I have some business vision. I would like to think that that's my job. Mm-hmm. But You know, George, in terms of the question you ask, I think in a way what I was trying to say in a roundabout way is that, you know, the first step is to connect people together and to make people aware that this network is providing a kind of connection that, you know, is very powerful, and then kind of take it to the next step after that. I hope that's clear.
I got that.
Okay.
I do have another question, actually, about the essentially being able to use the fact that we reach a large market for commercial purposes that we're willing to support. Do you see that in terms of they would actually get spots on the air to promote this, what they're doing, or that it would be more through the website as a kind of auxiliary to the website?
I see it as a website activity. I think it kind of goes beyond the culture of Pacifica to bring it to the air. I think at the very most, it's possible that maybe you could use the air to let people know about the website, because we do that for other organizations. You know,
sure.
So I could see that. I don't see them I'm not talking about underwriting here. No, I see this as a web activity. I'm trying to stay within the culture that is, you know, Pacifica. So, I mean, the whole question of underwriting, that's a whole discussion that is really not, you know, not my discussion. I see this as web activity. And I don't see it as advertising. I see it as them selling through the website. I think that's where the money is.
And 25 words or less, how do you see that as benefiting affiliates?
Oh, I think you would have to absolutely come up with a financial structure where the money would be divided. It wouldn't only go to Pacifica. You know, obviously that's something I have not even started to research, but it would have to be a shared, you know, the benefits would have to be shared network-wide, because the market is coming from the network. Originally, we had talked about a cooperative structure, which still might be a good, I had originally thought of this as a co-op, but the disadvantage of a co-op is that you share liability with each other, and that might be, I don't know, it might not be the best way to go because of that.
Okay.
By the way, this has been also already very successfully done by Minnesota Public Radio. They put together an e-commerce site and made a tremendous amount of money. They eventually sold it. So, I mean, they didn't do it the way I'm suggesting, but it's not an unprecedented thing for public radio to do.
Could you email us a copy of or a link that we can look at what they did?
I can look into it. John Krigler told me about it. I can ask him. The thing is, they sold their business for several million dollars, so I don't know where it is now, but I will ask John if there's some way to look at it or there's information about it.
Thank you. Okay, it's, according to my clock, 9:47, and we are now at Old Business Subcommittee on Adopting Affiliate Stations, which was a proposal that Laverne floated at one of the meetings that she attended. And I don't know, it sounds kind of like it's a part of the proposal that Ursula's just finished describing, but since the maker of the proposal is not here, I would suggest that we move it to postpone any discussion of it to the next meeting. Is there any objection to doing that? There being none, then let's go to 6B, which is PMB Affiliate Communication, Institutionalizing Relationship of Affiliates, staff, affiliate directors, and who will begin that discussion. Teresa, were you the person that convened that committee?
No.
Who
Hello?
Was the person that, yes?
Okay, I'm sorry. For a minute, I couldn't hear you.
Uh-huh. Okay. I believe you convened that committee?
The committee has not convened. You're talking about the subcommittee of, I think it was David Beaton, Afia Wangaza, Ursula, and I, we were to meet.
The PMB Affiliate Communication Institutionalizing Relationship of Affiliate Staff, Affiliate
okay.
Directors Committee?
I'm sorry. I totally missed I was still on the adoption affiliate situation. What did we decide? Can you tell me? Well, I'll go back to that. Let me go back to the institutionalizing the relationship. Did you receive the email that I sent to everyone about the responsibilities? Bear with me 1 minute here. Yeah. All right. I sent out an email, and it's pardon me. It's coming. I'm pulling it up. It says how people are brought in and integrated into the task force, its structure, and its responsibilities. So I would like, if anyone has anything to add, to briefly do that. And I think we could actually do that in a very short period of time. Basically, it says the affiliate task force usually consists of A, two Pacifica affiliate directors, and the nomination process is in the bylaws.
Just a moment. You're referring to a document. I'd like to be able to follow you, along with you.
Okay.
What was the date that you sent it out?
This was sent out today, and it was sent out about 7:15. No, it was sent out before that. I sent it out again. I sent it out twice. I know it was sent out the second time about 7:15 when we discussed it, and when we were discussing the agenda. It's entitled Affiliate Task Force, and it has three parts to it. It talks about how people are brought in and integrated into the task force, in other words, who's on the task force, the structure of the task force, and its responsibilities.
I'm sorry, it was sent out when?
It was sent out today.
Okay.
And it's entitled Affiliate Task Force.
Affiliate Task Force.
And the first part states who is on the task force. And there are five different types of people who are on the task force, and that are the two affiliate directors, the PNB members with a commitment and interest in the affiliate program, LSB members with a commitment and interest in the affiliate program, volunteers who have a historical role in building the affiliate program, and volunteers from the Pacifica family, affiliate network, or otherwise show serious commitment to helping the affiliate program. So if someone has any ideas of additions or corrections to that, perhaps you would send them to me, and I, you know, we will can perhaps vote on this in December.
Okay, I'm looking at, maybe you can tell me when you send it out the first time, because I don't see it this time at all.
Well, I send it to the Yahoo group. I'm going to send it directly to you this time.
Good. Okay.
And it's okay. Okay, I've sent it. All right. Can we go? Okay, there. It says the affiliate task force usually consists of two Pacifica affiliate directors. And then in parentheses, it says nomination process is in the Pacifica bylaws with a timeline amended by the Pacifica National Board. Then B is Pacifica PNB members with a commitment and interest in the affiliate program, LSB members with a commitment and interest in the affiliate program, volunteers who have a historical role in building the affiliate program, and E, volunteers from the Pacifica family, affiliate network, or otherwise show serious commitment to helping the affiliate program. And that's who's usually on the task force. Does anybody have anything to add to that? Okay, well, hearing nothing, then what I'll do is, if I don't get any corrections or additions to that, then I will resubmit this in mid-month for us to discuss at the December meeting. The second item on this is the structure of the affiliate task force. It says the affiliate task force works with a collaborative model, Gesundheit, I guess. Their work is advisory. They make recommendations to the PNB and the affiliate's coordinator. They elect a chair and a secretary who act with the authority of their positions only with the endorsement and instructions of the task force. New paragraph. The role of the chair is to post meeting announcements, post the agenda, and chair meeting. New paragraph. The role of the secretary is to keep track of task force membership and attendance at task force meetings, place meeting announcements on the Pacifica calendar, and take minutes and arrange for posting the minutes. New paragraph. The affiliate task force works with a collaborative model using parliamentary procedure as suggested by Robert's Rules of Order for Committees. The task force work is advisory. It makes recommendations to the PNB and the affiliate coordinator. Actions of any task force member, if not upon the instructions and endorsement of the task force, are to be clearly identified as the personal actions of that individual and do not represent the task force in general. And then new paragraph. Task force members are never to usurp the role of the affiliate coordinator, who is the primary contact with the affiliates, and who organizes and chairs meetings with affiliates when they take place, such as at NFCB or GRC conferences. So that's the second part, basically talking about our structure and how we conduct business.
Well, it seems to me that that there has to be a reconciliation of this proposal
mm-hmm.
with the bylaws, with the job description even of the coordinator and to ensure that there are no inconsistencies in those with those official regulations. Or any, for lack of a better,
I'll be happy to send
characterization.
I'd be happy to send it to the HR person to see if this conflicts with the, you know, the job description of the coordinator. I wanted to make it
would be interesting to see what the description of the coordinator is, since the PNB voted for something that they've never followed through on.
I'm sorry, who said that?
Dina.
The last time. Who is that, Ursula?
Dina.
Who made the last comment about the PNB doing something that they didn't follow through on? Where?
Dina.
Dina, okay.
Dina.
Explain what you mean, Dina.
Several years ago, the PNB voted to give Ursula a raise and a different job title, and it's not gone through ever, even though it was voted on. So it would be interesting to see what the HR has as a job description and when it was written.
Well, I'd appreciate it if we didn't get into that discussion at this time.
Now, you're asking They're asking for this to go with the HR person. And
no, I'm not asking that at all. What I am saying is that there are a number of official standards that are in place, and that this proposal needs to reconcile itself to those standards. Those standards being, first and foremost, the bylaws. A second would be resolutions by the PNB. And a third would be any applicable job descriptions. So it's not just a matter of our simply discussing the proposal and approving or modifying it or whatever action we would take, but that there are other considerations that have to be that certainly ought to be addressed before we even get to that point.
Well, this is George.
Go ahead, George.
My suggestion is then that we send this to the HR director for his comment as to job description and how that fits with his understanding of that. Send it to the governance committee in terms of whether there's anything in the bylaws that's relevant that ought to be somehow noticed here. I'm not sure where else. That would seem to do it. And hope to get something back, and ask to have something back by the next meeting.
I'd be happy to do that. And
I think that as the chair, I'm the appropriate person to do that, and I will do that.
Just as soon as we make sure that you have it.
I have it, so consider it as having been referred to the governance committee.
Okay.
Do you think
that we can get what you have in governance, get it back to us by our December meeting, George?
Oh yeah, we're having a meeting the third Thursday of the month. So when is that? That will be next week.
All right. So can we go to the third? So can we go to the third part of this, just in case there's something in the third part that we want to make any corrections to right now?
Third part is what?
Okay, the third part says...
Well, three. It says the affiliate task force.
The affiliate task force, A, provides systematic reports to the PNB, LSB, Pacifica staff, listeners, and affiliates about the affiliate program. B, advises and provides a support system for the coordinator and the program. C, works on isolated projects such as research, brainstorming, strategic planning, clerical assistance, constructing and tallying surveys, etc. D, fundraises. E, supports the Pacifica mission, promotes the affiliate program and attempts to encourage stations to affiliate. F, encourages affiliate directors' nominations. G, reviews the needs of the affiliate program and supports the budget process. H, approves new types of contracts, when/if they are created by the affiliate coordinator, and I, provides a forum for representatives from affiliate stations to give input and discuss their needs. Does anybody have anything to add to that or problems that they want to state before we send it to governance and before we send it to the HR person? Okay. So, George, was it your resolution to send it to governance and to send it to the HR person?
No, I suggested it. Afia said she should be the one to do it.
Okay.
And then I said, well, okay, it's done.
So, that's...
As far as governance is concerned.
Okay. For some reason, I got dropped off.
Oh.
Okay. Off the call. So you're going to... The last thing that I heard was, George, that you feel that you all can review and at your meeting, upcoming meeting, and have a report back for our December meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam
now,
Chair, the A through I that I just read?
I didn't hear you. No, I was knocked off the call or dropped off the call or whatever happened.
If everybody doesn't mind, I'd like to repeat those, so just in case Sophia has anything to add to that. Or
no, I don't have it. No. You don't have to do that.
Okay. All right.
I don't have anything to add to any of this. I haven't had an opportunity to read it. On its face, there are at least two... there's I've already indicated what I think has to be done, and George is taking the governance portion. I will refer the meet with the HR person and determine whether or not if there are other considerations, then I will I'll pursue them as well, and we'll discuss it at the December meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so it is now 10:05 by my clock, and the next item is the next meeting, which is our regularly scheduled second Thursday in the month.
Madam Chair, the next item was selection process and deadline for affiliate directors. We have already discussed that, but do you have anything else we need to say?
I don't. I thought that I exhausted all questions previously.
Okay.
So the date of the next meeting is December 17th?
The regularly scheduled meeting, the next regularly scheduled 10th. Meeting, I believe, would be December 10th. We may want to move it up to the 3rd if it did not conflict with anything else due to it getting closer to the holiday, but that's totally up to the people on the call to discuss.
I can't do that.
It's currently on the calendar for December 10th.
Then we should come prepared to do business. If there is nothing else, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank
you.
Good
night.
Thank all of you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
The meeting is adjourned.